I greet you all this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. May he truly be amongst us as we come to his worship today. Here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, that is Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. This is a call to worship. We need to bring every part of our lives into the worship of God. And I would therefore also mention a few notices. These are affairs of the congregation, and that these also be brought under God's will. I'll speak a little more later on in word of welcome to our visiting preacher this morning, Manuel Riaño. We pray God's blessing upon him, but also a welcome to other visitors with us. It's really good to have you all here, and a number of folk who've been away, good to have you back as well, and we pray that God blesses us as we do join together in this time of worship today. Today is going to be a little bit different. Manuel Riaño is working in Colombia at the moment, and he's going to be speaking with us afterwards a bit more about that work and what's going on in Peru as well. So we don't have a Sunday school, but there will be some provision, something connected with that, that I'm going to do with the children shortly as well. So there's no Sunday school, and unusually we don't have an evening service this week either. Just recent change of circumstance in my own case has meant that we've not been able to arrange for an evening service. So I do encourage you to perhaps join with God's people somewhere else for the evening. For the same reason, there will be no formal midweek meetings this week, but if anyone is able, perhaps at home, to get together with one or two, spend a time of prayer, you're to be encouraged to do that. Don't feel that you've just got to stick to the formalities. So just bear in mind this week is going to be a little bit different in these respects. But we would hope to be returning to normal next Sunday. Because there's no evening service, it's actually very good, because on the back of the service sheet I've also been able to include two quotations from some friends that we know asking for prayer on their behalf. Thomas and Erna Dreyer, you'll see it all there yourself. There. So it's quite good that that just came in on Friday, and I've been able to pass those on to you. So with all that, and asking your forgiveness too that we're late starting, my apologies for that. But may we continue in worship of God in praise of his name, singing Psalm 98. Psalm 98, you'll find it on page 129, and although it's missing on the sheet, we're just singing the first four verses, verses marked 1 to 4, Psalm 98, page 129. So that's the first five stanzas, verses 1 to 4. We'll sing a new song to the Lord, for wonders he has done. His right hand and his holy arm the victory have won. The Lord declared his saving work and made it to be known. To all the nations of the world his righteousness is shown. Now you see, he's declared his saving work, and the psalmist reminds us that it's his steadfast love and faithfulness he has remembered well. He declares it, he will do it. He has done it. Psalm 98 then, verses 1 to 4, let's stand to sing, and we remain standing for prayer afterwards.
Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, for wonders he has done. His right hand and his holy arm, the victory have won. The
Let us pray together. How good it is then, O Lord, that we may be reminded by the use of your word in such a way as this, reminded that you are so faithful, a faithfulness that we in our frailty can hardly imagine. But you have said so much, you have made such promises, profound and great. These promises wrapped up in your own Son, the Lord Jesus. Your faithfulness to that degree, that extreme, giving him. Giving him unto death, that we might have life, redemption and deliverance. It's in that life we might be turned unto your praise and your honor. Lord, while many of us come this morning with wounds, with hurts, with troubles and dilemmas, we might also be able to look unto you and to know your consistency and constancy.